Terry and the Pirate. Minchow, a Chinese town located in the Kunlun Range of Mountains, is the scene of many surprises for Terry and his friends Pat Ryan, Burma, Jude Hennick, and April Kane. Yes, and Connie, too. There was a strange disappearance of the Chinese chemist, Dr. Moy Ben, head of an experimental gas laboratory. Later, an envelope containing secret gas formulas was stolen from Terry. Both Jude Hennick and Pat Ryan suspect Kennington Hook of having a hand in the theft, but they have no clues. Today's transcribed story will point the way to a new adventure, so listen closely. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. To get the most fun out of things and come through every test with flying colors, you've got to be feeling swell. Isn't that right? Everything seems easier when you're full of pep. Now, one of the secrets of good health is to eat right. You want to eat the things that will put the sparkle in your eyes and the punch in your muscles. And one thing that will help you do it is Libby's Tomato Juice. Yes, sir, this swell-tasting drink is mighty good for you. It's a grand source of vitamins that everybody needs, especially vitamin C. Libby's Tomato Juice is an excellent source of vitamin A as well, and it also supplies vitamins B1 and G. As a matter of fact, soldiers in Uncle Sam's big training camps are getting tomato juice. And believe me, this tomato juice of Libby's is easy to take. It's got the refreshing flavor of ripe tomatoes right off the vine. You'll be keen about it right from the word go. So ask your mother to get Libby's Tomato Juice. And then you drink a big cold glass of it every day. Don't forget that name. Libby's. L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. And now let's return to the roomy log cabin not far from Min Chow, where Terry and his friends are living. It is late afternoon as we find Pat Ryan talking with the pilot, Jude Hennick.
Yeah, I know, dude. It wasn't your fault the formula papers were stolen. Terry simply did some wild thinking on his own account.
I know, Pat. We've gone over all that. That envelope was given to me by General Chang. It was my responsibility. All the alibis in the world won't bring the papers back.
Look, you searched along the trail leading to the gas laboratory, of course.
Yeah, Connie and I looked. Even the footprints told us little, and now the snow is melting.
You still suspect this man Hook, the doctor's assistant?
Well, of course I do. Hook knew Terry was going to bring him the formula paper.
That's just it. Why should Hook hide along the dark trail and bop Terry on the head and steal the papers?
I don't know, unless... Well, Hook knows if those papers were stolen, it would place me in a bad spot with General Chang and everybody else.
Yeah, I thought of that. But why should Hook want to do it?
Bess, I don't know. Unless Hook is crooked. Unless he's working for the Dragon Lady.
We have no evidence, dude.
We haven't any.
Now take it easy. We have two problems to think about. First, to recover the stolen gas formula.
But quick.
Second, to find Dr. Moy Ben.
Look, we've got to start somewhere, Pat. Let's start with the experimental laboratory up there on the hill. How about it?
Suits me. What do you want to do?
Well, I've been talking to Connie. You know, he's pretty good at getting into places. So tonight, you and I'll go up there and see what we can find.
I'm frozen stiff waiting out here, Duty.
Yeah, same here. Connie ought to be along in a minute now.
Both freeze and crack up in little pieces if he doesn't.
Yeah, it was warm enough during the day. The snow was melting, but now...
It always freezes up at night.
Yeah.
Well, listen to those timber wolves.
Yeah, the mountains are full of them. Hey, here comes someone. Must be Connie. Hey, Connie. This way. We're over here.
Oh, a thousand pardons, gentlemen. Connie has make see gas house is all gone of people. O and K.
The coast is clear, huh?
Did you manage to get inside the laboratory, Connie?
It is so. It is fixed up to enter immediately, if not sooner.
You mean the laboratory door is open?
Yes. Accepting for busy nervousness in knees or is hotsidoki. Follow my heels, if you please will.
Well, here's the high wire fence around the laboratory and the gas tanks.
It is so said we shall pass through iron gate in wire fence. Connie has fixed so no rocks delay our walk.
Good work, fella. By the way, where is Brother Hook tonight?
Well, maybe he's down at the cabin with Berman April. I don't know.
Well, as long as he's out of the way for a few hours.
Follow on heels, gentlemen. This way, please.
Better not light any lights. Use our flashlights.
Uh-huh.
You've never been up here before, I bet.
No. Boy, the smell of all the chemicals is pretty awful.
Too bad you have to come up here this way.
Well, I'll worry about it later.
Now, Connie, have any idea where Hook's desk is?
There is desk with chair down hall.
Well, then lead us to it. I want to have a look-see and get it over with. Pat, we've got to be careful going along this hall. The tanks, you see, they contain various kinds of chemicals or poison gases. Be careful you don't open any jets. It might send us all bye-bye for good.
I'm walking like I was on eggs duty.
They have a gas up here. It's outside in one of the big tanks called Moy Bend. It turns steel to ashes.
Yeah, Terry mentioned it. Oh. Devil's own invention, eh? Imagine what a gas like that would do if it was ever released in a city or even a town as small as Min Chau.
One, two desks in this room, peoples. Side by each.
I wonder if the desk is locked.
Well, I got hold of a bunch of keys in town. One of them is sure to fit.
Well, then get busy and work fast. I'll take Dr. Morvan's desk. Yeah, she's unlocked. It's a pretty sure sign there's nothing of value in here.
And Hook's desk is locked.
Uh-huh.
Well, these keys are...
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be much of anything in this desk.
Ah, here we are. This key will do the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. Nothing much here. Two technical books, writing paper.
A wild duck chase, perhaps.
Try the middle drawer, Pat.
I think we're wasting time. If Hook is half as clever as we think he is, we'll find nothing around here. That's the trouble. People try to be too smart. We overlook important things because they're right in front of our eyes.
Well, keep on looking. You never can tell about... Bess, I fancy this helps our case against Mr. Kennington Hook.
What's that do?
Yeah, take a look for yourself. Do you recognize this?
Well, that'll be a... It's the envelope. The original envelope General Chang gave you when we started from Min Chau.
Yeah, the same envelope that was stolen from Terry.
Only the formula plates are missing.
Yeah. Well, we can't expect all the breaks. This envelope certainly indicates that Handsome Hook had something
Hush,
to do...
I'm quiet. Oh, somebody has come inside from outside. Shutting of door was from front side.
The night watchman. Does this place have such a thing?
Perhapsly, but doubtfulness.
Okay, keep the flashlights off. We'll wait here in the dark a moment and find out.
Who is in building is not coming this way. So must have stopped in other room, Connie would suggest. Oh, loosen. In front place room is click machine.
A typewriter, no less.
Now, there's a light on now. You can see it through the doorway down the hall.
Who could it be? Hook or... For who?
Mr. Ryan Pott, please excuse Connie, who makes Rook see. Wait here in darkness. I shall return topside soon. Has returned as before. Tippy Toes and Rooksy. The man at Click Machine I have never seen before now.
You're sure you've never seen him around, Connie?
Man at Click Machine is stranger, Mr. Doodle.
Well, that may be true, but he seems to know his way about. Coming in the front way, using a typewriter.
Stranger is bad face, looking evil to Connie.
Look, suppose I go down the hall and step into the room and talk to him. You and Connie can join me in a moment, eh?
Yeah, sounds okay. I'd like to know who that midnight visitor is.
Look, you wait here a few minutes before you join me. I'd like to talk to our visitor.
Hello?
Good evening.
Huh? What?
Oh, you were so busy, you didn't hear me enter.
Say, what do you want? Who are you? You're not the watchman, are you?
One guess is as good as another.
Yeah, well... Well, listen, I'm okay. See, I'm all right. I don't go for all this snow stuff a million miles from a big city, but business is business, and I got a right to be here. It's okay with the boss, see?
What boss do you mean?
My hook, of course. Who do you think?
Did Dr. Moy Ben give you permission to come in here at this time of night and peck on that typewriter? You don't sound like a stenographer or look like one either.
The doc ain't here anymore.
The doc, eh? Who told you that?
Well, I heard something about it. Maybe Hook spilled it. I don't remember no details.
Well, why all the typewriting at midnight?
Well, my handwriting ain't so hot, so... Well, I can bang on a typewriter a little, see?
Did Hook give you a key so you could get in here?
Say, wait a minute. Who are you to be tossing questions at me?
That sheet of paper on the typewriter. What is it?
Well, wait a minute. That's none of your business.
Let me see that paper before I put your nose on top of your head.
Yeah, well, nothing doing now.
Come on, hand it over. Hand it over. You got a handful of knuckles ready to drop your head over appetite.
All right. All right, but it won't mean nothing to you.
Does it mean anything to you?
Why, certainly, sure.
You're lying. You were simply making a copy from that paper there at your elbow on the desk.
Well, what if I am?
Interested in gas formulas, eh?
Hey, Pat, what's all this about gas formulas?
Hey, dude, this bozo was making a copy of a gas formula. Does he look like a chemist to you, dude?
If he's a chemist, I'm Santa Claus. What's your name, mister?
Who wants to know? What is it?
I'll just take charge of these formula papers. They're on the desk.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't have them.
You just sit there and watch me.
Now, listen, mister. I don't know who you are, but I got as much right to them as Hook has, see? I knew where Hook hit him, and so, well, I come here tonight and got him. I was going to make a copy for myself.
Here, take a look at this. Did you ever see this envelope before?
Oh, what's that? What? Why, Say, what is this? Who are you?
Look here, Pat. These formula papers, when I fold them up, they fit into this envelope perfectly. Now, you, speak up. Tell us exactly what you know about these papers and don't waste your breath with smart talk.
Yeah, well, if I don't...
Yeah, look, you have part of a brain anyway. It's midnight, you're in the Chinese mountains, you can get into very unhappy trouble up here and nobody would ever know or care. Now, if you tell us the who, what, when, where, and why of all this, unless you want to slide down the nearest ravine.
Well, at last, Jude Hennig has definite proof linking Kennington Hook to the stolen formula papers. Who is this midnight stranger who came in and used the typewriter? I'll give you a hint about tomorrow's adventure in just a moment. Now remember, ask your mother right away to get some cans of Libby's tomato juice. It's the grand-tasting juice of red, ripe, prize tomatoes. It looks delicious. It tastes simply swell, and it's mighty good for you. Tell Mother that Libby's tomato juice is rich in vitamin C, and I know she'll be glad to get some. Libby's tomato juice is a fine breakfast drink, fine between meals, too. Another dandy drink that Libby brings you is pineapple juice from Hawaii. It has the wonderfully delicious flavor of field-ripened Hawaiian pineapple. It's a drink that everybody goes for. Ask your mother now to get Libby's pineapple juice and Libby's tomato juice. Well, I'm sure you'll all want to be with Jude and Pat and Connie as they confront the man at the typewriter in the laboratory. When a new surprise and a new danger turns the tables during this midnight adventure. Now, it's due to happen on tomorrow's transcribed thriller. So get your share of excitement at the same time when you hear the following.